while the California legislature passed a $264 billion state budget, which Governor Newsom is expected to sign soon, that budget is more of a framework. Still remaining to be finalized are the budget trailer bills that detail allocations for different programs and services. Assemblymember Miguel Santiago is pushing for passage of Bill AB 1515. He says it would provide $15 million in outreach and tax preparation grants to help immigrant and low-income communities access pandemic-related state tax credits and a stimulus that's in the budget. Santiago says the budget's $8 billion pandemic state recovery plan, dubbed the Golden State Stimulus, will help millions of low-income Californians.
And I'll tell you how critical this is. Prior to COVID, for the district that I represent, we had over 150,000 people who lived at the federal poverty level. That means, in today's numbers, a family of four at $26,500 a year subsisted. So when we're talking about $600 or in one stimulus check or a second stimulus check, so we're talking about CalITC, or we're talking about young child tax credit, we're not exaggerating. That is the difference between feeding their family or not.
The Golden State stimulus gives between $600 to $1,200 to low-income Californians who made $30,000 or less in taxable income last year, and to immigrants with an individual taxpayer ID number who made up to $75,000 last year. It would be the first pandemic stimulus for immigrants. United Ways of California President and CEO Peter Manzo says before the pandemic, 37% of California families struggled to meet the cost of a decent standard of living, and that number increased after the pandemic.
And in a recent survey, one-third of California households, this is during COVID, report difficulty paying for usual household expenses, a quarter report loss of employment income, and 30% said they felt insecure about their housing, which meant they had either missed a payment or lacked confidence that they could meet rent, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey.
Manzo says Governor Newsom's plan to expand the Golden State stimulus would make two-thirds of California residents eligible to receive the funds. Families that earn up to $75,000 would receive $600, and those with dependents can receive an additional $500. So far, 3.8 million Californians have applied for the two programs, the Golden State Stimulus and California EITC. Advocates say Assemblymember Santiago's $15 million bill to provide tax assistance for the poor would increase who can apply. Ashley Ruiz, the senior program manager for United Ways in Fresno and Madera counties, says her group has been helping people file taxes for 15 years.
Current data from the Franchise Tax Force shows that nearly 140,000 people have already applied and claimed over $47 million in refunds between our two counties. Through our years of experience, we have learned the life-changing impact that these additional dollars make for working families in these communities. This year alone, our United Way served over 3,500 families.
The new budget with an additional $8 billion in Golden State stimulus money is awaiting Governor Newsom's signature. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.